Russian fighter jet down. Turkey claim the kill. Turkey shot down a Russian bomber that they claim violated their airspace. The stricken plane crashed several kilometres inside Syria. Turkey initially claimed ignorance of the plane's nationality, a claimed ignorance that they later made a point of relying upon when saying they attacked the plane for violating their sovereign airspace and that the nationality was irrelevant. The Russians originally said they thought their plane had been downed by ISIS-supporting rebels from the ground. It is not clear why they thought this. It may have been disbelief that Turkey could have taken such an action, or maybe to emphasise their contention, for which they claim there is absolute proof, that at no time did their plane enter Turkey's airspace, so any other possibility was ruled out of their minds. There are a number of different claims about exactly where the plane crashed, but a radar image suggested that the plane may have crossed into part of Turkey that sticks out a bit and may have been in their airspace for a number of seconds. Although the site of the crash, so the probable location of the attack, was in over Syria, not Turkey. Russia were initially quite reserved and refused to speculate until information was available. However, as more information emerged, they were more forthcoming, condemning Turkey for going to discuss the situation following the downing with NATO first, rather than speaking to Russia immediately after the event. Russia went as far as calling Turkey accomplices to terrorism and talking of serious consequences for their relationship. Russia had raised the issue of who was financing ISIS quite recently and pointed the finger at Turkey, amongst others, particularly as customers of ISIS, buying oil from them, the proceeds of which were funding ISIS's military and terrorist campaigns. Russia had recently made large strikes against convoys of ISIS oil tankers transporting oil. Interestingly, the Americans were challenged as to why they had not already been doing this. They failed to give any satisfactory reply. Reports on social media suggest that the Turkish president's son owns one of the major companies who are complicit in the Turkey-ISIS oil trade, and offered this as a reason that Turkey was so belligerent towards Russia. Here are the reports as they appeared online. First reports left the identity of the downed plane in doubt. This breaking news from Al Jazeera.
Turkey has shot down a warplane of unknown origin on the Syrian border, according to a military official. Reports said that the plane was downed on Syrian territory in Latakia's Yamadi village. Turkish F-16 fighter jets shot down a warplane of unknown origin on Tuesday after it violated the country's airspace close to the Syrian border and ignored warnings, a Turkish military official told Reuters news agency.
The Russians said it was their plane, but they believed it had been shot down from the ground by rebels. Again from Al Jazeera.
The Russian Defense Ministry acknowledged that an Su-24 fighter jet crashed in Syria as a result of fire from the ground. The ministry was quoted by TASS Russian news agency as saying, "A probe is in progress into the circumstances of the Russian plane crash. It said the plane had stayed within Syrian airspace and that objective monitoring data confirmed this." A Turkish military statement said the plane violated Turkish airspace in Hatay province and was warned 10 times in 5 minutes. Quote, "Our two F-16 planes on air patrol duty intervened in the plane in question on November 24, 2015 at 9:24 a.m., according to the rules of engagement," the statement said.
Other press agents carried the story too. From Reuters in Istanbul.
Turkish warplanes have shot down a jet near the Turkish-Syrian border after it violated Turkish airspace, CNN Turk has reported. Footage from Turkish private broadcaster Habertürk TV on Tuesday showed the crashed jet in flames. A Turkish military official said the jet's nationality was unclear. More details soon.
And quite recently, Turkey had been explicit in saying it would shoot down planes that violated its airspace. This from Reuters.
Syrian, Russian and US coalition aircraft are flying combat missions near Turkey's borders as part of the Syrian civil war. The drone incident highlights the danger that Turkey, with the second largest army in NATO, could be drawn into a military confrontation. Turkey would not hesitate to shoot down planes violating its airspace, Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said on Saturday. a day after the NATO member shot down an unidentified drone near its border with Syria.
Russia were restrained in their early comments on the situation.
From TheGuardian.com, Vladimir Putin's spokesman on Tuesday called the downing of the plane a very serious incident, but said it was too early to draw conclusions. It is just impossible to say something without having full information, Dmitry Peskov told reporters.
Varying accounts appeared on social media and elsewhere, including maps, claiming it was miles away from Turkey, to it definitely crossed for a few seconds here, and it came close, but it went round that particular part of Turkey. But the facts and truth gradually came out, and Russia hardened its position substantially. This from The Guardian.
We will analyse everything, and today's tragic event will have significant consequences, including for Russia-Turkey relations. We have always treated Turkey as a friendly state. I don't know who was interested in what happened today, certainly not us. And instead of immediately getting in contact with us, as far as we know, the Turkish side immediately turned to their partners from NATO to discuss this incident, as if we shot down their plane and not they ours.
And this from The Telegraph.
This event is in the context of our fight against terrorism. Our military is fighting terrorism. But today's loss was a blow in the back by the accomplices of terrorists. I can't qualify this in any other way. Our plane was downed over Syrian territory by an air-to-air missile from a Turkish F-16. It crashed 4 kilometres from the Turkish border.
There are still reports that Russia continued to maintain they did not penetrate Turkish airspace. A claim backed by radar and video sequences hosted by Russia Today, the Russian supporting press agency, and later by the navigator of the downed plane, who was later rescued. This from Sputnik News.
According to a leaked letter written to the UN Security Council by the Turkish ambassador, Turkey's military justified the shooting down of a Russian bomber by claiming that the aircraft had entered Turkish airspace for 17 seconds. But flight data released by Russian Ministry of Defense shows that the Su-24s never entered Turkey and were attacked whilst performing legitimate maneuvers over Syria.
NATO were briefed on Turkey's actions and they issued a statement.
The North Atlantic Council has just held a meeting, an extraordinary meeting, and we have been updated by the Turkish ambassador on the recent events. I've also spoken to Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu. Turkey informed allies about the downing of a Russian Air Force plane violating Turkish airspace.
However, much of NATO's response seemed confused, if not actually bizarre. It may partly have been a language issue, but the NATO Secretary-General himself chose to speak in English. Under questioning, he produced circular and repetitive responses, such as,
"The Allied assessments we have got from several allies during the day are consistent with information we've been provided with from Turkey, so the information we have from other allies is consistent with what we have got from Turkey."
And,
"I think I've expressed very clearly that we are calling for calm and de-escalation. This is a serious situation. This is a situation which calls on what we all are prudent and that we all contribute to de-escalating the situation."
Meanwhile, US President Obama appears to have been behaving like a rather small child, poking fun at the Russians and blaming them for the incident. This from the Washington Times.
President Obama said the shoot down points to an ongoing problem with the Russian operations in Syria, including attacks against moderate Syrian opposition groups near the Turkish border.
This is really the end of the reliable news of the incident so far. What is ongoing is speculation as to whether Turkey had pre-planned the entire episode and it was an ambush, or whether Russia was indeed being reckless and saber-rattling. The key information will be whether the Russian plane did indeed enter Turkish airspace, and if so, for how long. This will no doubt go backwards and forwards over the coming days. Once the smoke has cleared and the facts are settled, we'll report on this further.